Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to ask the right questions of her clients so they can discover the answers within. So I am super excited to introduce Andrea Hall. Now, Andrea worked as a high-powered criminal defense attorney for over 16 years, specializing in sex offenses and domestic violence. Now, Andrea always loved horses and was able to combine her love for horses with her ability to coach and help others into a new career as a certified equine Gestalt coach. Now, Gestalt means wholeness, and this is what Andrea and the herd bring to her clients. Now, she became certified through Melissa Pierce's Touched by a Horse program in May of 2016. And currently, she and her husband live in Eaton, Colorado, on 48 acres where she runs Withers Whisper LLC. Now, she has 7 horses of her own and uses them in her EGC work. Andrea works mostly with women who are willing to be vulnerable and take a deeper look at themselves. She also works with couples who are struggling with figuring out what marriage is supposed to look like. Now, if divorce is the answer, she and the horses help them heal the unfinished business. A quote from Dr. Phil she loves is, "You have to earn your way out of the marriage before you can become whole." Now, Andrea is the author of Sex and Justice, and she's also a contributing author in several other books as well. Well, welcome, Andrea. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thanks for having me, Wendy. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping women and couples emotionally heal through the gentle yet powerful spirit of horses. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, it's amazing the transformation that I see with individuals after they've worked with the horse.
Yeah, they are just, like I said, they're so powerful, but yet gentle. It is totally amazing. So Andrea, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, I had been practicing law for about 7 years, and I was in the middle of a 5-day jury trial when my puppy died. My puppy was only 18 months old. Oh. And after that experience, I felt like I could really feel what my clients felt like when they stepped in the courtroom. The judge really had no sympathy for me. My dog died the night of closing arguments. Oh. I asked for time before I could come to court so I could get my stuff together. I just was not prepared. I had been struggling all throughout the trial. And I said at the end of that trial, like, what am I killing myself for? Because at the end of the day, my clients don't care about me. They only care if I keep them out of jail. And most times I'm lucky if they pay their bill. And so after that, I really went on a soul searching journey of what was I going to do when I grew up? And I found my love again with the horses. I'd always been attracted to horses. However, it was just a different experience. I met with somebody who was trained in a different modality. And when I was at the barn, I realized that my life disappeared when I was with the horses. I could be out there for hours and it felt like 5 minutes. And so I began searching out how I could combine my love for horses and my passion for helping people. And I found Melissa's program. And so I started the process of getting certified as an equine gestalt coach when I found out I had a brain tumor. And it was that moment that I realized that if I got a second chance at life, I was going to do things much differently. Wow. And so I had emergency brain surgery. The tumor was benign. I received a Christmas miracle that year. And I vowed that I was going to get off the hamster wheel and do something different. So I completed the program, and now I have Withers Whisper.
Wow. That is an amazing journey. Wow. So intense.
Yeah.
Going from that high pressure situation of being a criminal defense attorney, where, you know, you're dealing in such intense realms of people's lives, and then, you know, and going to bat for them, and then not even getting any sympathy when a life, you know, impacting event happened to you, and realizing, wait a second, where am I fitting in this whole picture, and is it worth it?
Right.
And then having this huge awakening through a critical health issue that's really then, I guess, was the full catalyst to, okay, it's time to really do what's important to me, is what it sounds like. You had that moment.
Yeah. It really was life changing.
Wow. That is powerful. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah. So when I first graduated, believe it or not, I think it's 6 years now. No. It's 5 years that I've had my practice, because it'll be 7 years this year that I had the brain tumor. So yeah, I really, when I first started my practice, wanted to focus on attorneys in the stress that we deal with. We are in the top 10 professions when it comes to drug and alcohol abuse and suicide. And we're running around with our hair on fire, and we're fanning the flames, like when we should be calling 911 to get the fire department involved. And there's only 8 states that require any sort of mental and emotional well-being continuing education credits, and Colorado is not one of them. However, I've really discovered over the last 5 years that even though our profession is running around with its hair on fire, nobody wants to help them. And because most lawyers are so left brain thinkers and in their head, like I was, and can totally relate, they're not in the present moment, and they're definitely not thinking about themselves. They're thinking about their client, they're thinking about their kids, they're thinking about their husband, their law practice, their family, whatever. And they fall bottom on the list. And that is definitely a problem that is more with women than men, for sure. I don't know any man who says to his buddies, you know what, I have to go home today and help my wife with the laundry, so I'm going to skip cocktails or going to the gym or going to play a round of golf, where a woman would definitely say to her girlfriends, you know what, I'm not able to go out to have a cocktail after work because I've got kids to pick up, I've got groceries, I've got laundry, the list goes on and on, right? Like, we are always last on the list when it comes to taking care of ourselves. And it's an unfortunate situation. However, it's definitely the truth. So I've really struggled because I would love to help lawyers. However, it feels like I'm putting a square peg in a round hole. And so as a result of that, you know, I've had to look at other areas that would be interested. And so now, you know, I have a contract with the Department of Human Services and with the probation department to work with, you know, the individuals that are involved in the legal system. So yeah, what I thought and who I thought I was going to work with has definitely been a struggle, and is not coming to fruition at the moment. So, you know, I have to ebb and flow.
Yes. Isn't that interesting? Because you can see how other people are struggling and imploding, right? Know that it's almost like this glass wall between you and them. It's like, but if you only knew, or, you know, you throw them the rope and then they don't grab it, you know, it's like, if you just knew, you know, how good it could be or where you're headed, right? Continuing what you're doing, you know where you're headed? It's like a time bomb. Yeah. It's going to explode sooner or later. But, you know, people,
that is 100% true.
Yeah, what is the saying? You know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, right?
Absolutely.
And having been, you know, and still am a parent, but when you have the, you know, children growing until they're ready to kind of receive the aha moment, it's like an intrusion. It's like, why do you keep nagging me? Why do you keep telling me this stuff? You know, and so it can be very frustrating until you find that ideal client who knows, hey, right, if I don't stop what I'm doing or change some of this, something really bad is going to happen. And where I'm at right now isn't that great. So, you know, it's just continually looking for that alignment. So, well, besides just, you know, those ebbs and flows of seeing out there who does have the lights on, have there been any other big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your practice?
Yeah, it's difficult to get people to realize that a coach is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Mm. And that, especially now with what's going on in the world, they really need the support. Because my job as a coach is not to give them answers. However, my job as a coach is to hold up the mirror so that they can see the reflection within and discover their own answers. Because we all bring our own thoughts, beliefs, and values to the table.
Right.
And if I were to give a client feedback or comment, I'm bringing my life experiences, my values, my beliefs into that comment. And that may fit for the client. However, it may not. And so many times, we seek to find an answer outside of ourselves when, as Dorothy was told in The Wizard of Oz, you had it all along. Mm-hmm. And so that, I think, is one of the problems, as well as attempting to explain to somebody the experience they're going to have. It's like explaining what chocolate tastes like. Until they experience the amazing effects and the transformation that happens with the horses, it's hard to be something that's tangible and has a value, right? Mm-hmm. And so those, I think, are the two big obstacles that I have faced and I believe I continue to face.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you're definitely not alone in that, just in terms of trying to shore up the intangible, right? It's not like buying a Maserati or, you know, a Harley Davidson. You can't go jump on it, sit in it and rev the engine and check out all the stats, specs, and all that, and take it for a test drive. So that therein lies one of the challenges. But yeah, it definitely is an ongoing journey to create the right message that aligns. And, you know, speaking of that, you're obviously an expert at helping women and couples heal through their emotional discomfort. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a business? And I'm guessing you do, because you just explained in your previous comment about creating that clarity around, like you use the analogy, how can you explain what chocolate is until they taste chocolate? So is this a factor of your client enrollment aspect of your business?
Oh, absolutely. Being a business owner, you tend to have so many hats on, for one. And for two, you're not good at all of those skill sets. Yet, unless you have the income to bring in other skill sets, you have to either do them and do the best you can, or get support in those areas. And I can definitely say that running a law practice is much different. Like when clients come to me, I typically don't have to provide much information because they're wanting to get out of trouble. And so it's very easy to get clients in the legal profession. I've never struggled. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's probably more of a struggle for me to tell people I'm not able to take their case than for me to get cases. Mm-hmm. And so when I transitioned over into this coaching profession, I had no idea that it was going to be as much of a struggle as it is.
Right. It is a completely different type of a situation, because there is, like you said, in the legal system, people are there in front of you because they're at that dire strait kind of, I am in trouble and I need help out. And
correct.
In coaching, there are people out there that are in that situation, but it's a matter of finding them. So
yeah, and I know that the clients exist because I'm one of them, right? Yeah. Like I am constantly doing personal development work and looking how to take my life to the next level and who can I work with or who do I need to know? What book do I need to read? So it's not like they don't exist, yet I always come back to why is it not happening? Like, what else do I need to learn? Or is there something else that needs to happen in my life for the floodgates to just like open up and go, yes.
Right. I know that can be extremely frustrating, but there is a solution. There are lots of techniques out there that will move the needle for you. And I'd love to share one of them if you're open.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So specifically what I'm hearing you say is how to convey the value of coaching, right? To somebody who might not realize that their feet are in the fire and that there is an answer besides just putting up with it or ending up, you know, with a heart attack or something that, you know, of course, we don't wish on anybody because that's that ultimate kind of symptom that, you know, coaching can prevent if there's the support that you provide, especially, you know, with your own life experience and your further personal development studies and the expertise you've gained through Gestalt coaching. The outcomes are very obvious to you, but maybe not so much to somebody else who isn't familiar, like you said. And so one of the things that is very effective is when you're having a conversation with a potential client is to talk in terms of adding clarity. And this is one of the elements that I think is your zone of genius is the ability to ask the questions that allow them to illuminate where things are really specifically having that negative impact on their life. You know, it comes down to being able to support people in the enrollment conversation, not in a coaching type of a way, but more in an illuminating through your expertise. You know, and you have this X-ray vision yourself in terms of seeing where people are having, I don't want to say shortcomings, but difficulties in stepping into creating a fulfilling, joyful life because of emotional healing that they're having to deal with. But sometimes they've been in this state for so long, they don't even realize that there is a different option. Mm-hmm. Until you illuminate through your questions how this experience is really showing up for them in so many different ways, from how well they're sleeping to how many times they have to go to the doctor, to what their biomarkers are telling them, to what their relationships are looking like. And, you know, you're helping illuminate the reality of a life that is really impacted by this emotional state that they're in. And then by simply giving them the space to fully understand, instead of at an intellectual level and just like, oh, well, this is what I've been dealing with, to really take it more to the granular level of, you know, life doesn't have to be that way. Do you remember a time when? And then referencing back to a point of time, ideally, when they did feel light and confident and happy and the flip side of the negative feelings that they're incurring. So my recommendation, just to sum this up, is to, through very specific questions, help your prospective client fully understand the implications of the emotional healing and how that's really impacting their life on a moment by moment basis. Does that help at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully that, you know, that moves the needle for you in terms of just having clarity within that aspect of the conversation. Because it's like you said, until somebody realizes and has that awareness or even open-mindedness around it, then they just really aren't ready. The teacher is there, but the student isn't ready. So,
yes.
And, you know, we have just come out of this, or we're starting to come out of the pandemic, being optimistic here. Now that has had a huge impact on people's lives and created so many different layers of stress and trauma in terms of everything from health to finances to relationships, you know, all of that has really come to the forefront. Can you talk a little bit about how the pandemic has impacted the work that you do?
Yeah, so I think it's gone both ways. Some people have really taken the opportunity to do some self-reflection because they've had the downtime. They've been able to be at home. And of course, being at home has probably shed some light on things that their conscious mind thought was fine, yet their subconscious mind knew that it was not fine, specifically right. with regard to relationships with husbands and wives. And unfortunately, we've seen things rise around domestic violence and child abuse and things of that nature because people's tempers have bubbled up as a result of being confined into, you know, four walls. And so I think for the most part, given people a huge opportunity to look within. Now, what they choose to do with that will still remain to be seen because, as I stated, I think people still look at coaching more as a luxury than as a necessity.
Right. Well, I know for a fact it has been a huge wake-up call for so many people just in that confine of, you know, you're not going off and doing all these activities. And, you know, so it has brought relationships maybe more together than people had the resources to handle. So I can see how the work that you do is so, so valuable. And well, actually, can you, you know, just share a little bit more about how you do work with women and couples who want to finally emotionally heal and create fulfilling lives? Can you talk a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah. So the first thing is just to really get the client in the present moment. We as human beings are typically never in the present moment. We're typically living in the past, beating ourselves up about what we could have, should have, or done different. Or we're in the future worrying about something that's potentially going to happen 2 weeks from now, and we're not here and now in the present moment. And if our hearts didn't automatically beat and our lungs didn't automatically take in oxygen, you'd see people falling all over because we're so attached to cell phones and text messaging and Facebook and right. emails that we just are so out of our body and not in the present moment. So that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing is just letting the client share with what is happening or what is on their heart at that given moment once they're in the present moment. So they may have made an appointment with me for any number of reasons, and that may or may not even come up at the session because I deal with what's going on in the present moment. And so from there, we hear what they're saying about the here and now, and I figure out what the trauma was in the background so that we can heal it. And that's what's the great thing about Gestalt. It's not like talk therapy. Like in Gestalt, we really rip the Band-Aid off and get to the root of the issue and heal that and find out what the trauma was and heal that trauma so that you don't have to go back and continue to relive it. Now, there may be other emotions that come up around that trauma. However, typically you will never have to deal with that specific emotion around that trauma ever again because you feel that you've had an aha moment and you're able to move on and go, okay, that is no longer going to trigger me. I can now respond instead of reacting to the event that's happening in front of me.
Nice. Yeah, no, that's powerful just to be able to get beyond that and release that emotion that is frequently triggered by reliving that, you know, that trauma. So that's huge to be able to just finally be done with that. Yeah. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Absolutely. I'm on the social media platforms. However, they can go to my website at Withers Whisper, and that's WITHERSWhisper.com. They can sign up for a free 30-minute moment of truth session with me. I send out daily whispers where they get inspiration from me and the herd daily. And there's lots and lots of free information on the blog. And I would be happy to jump on a call and have a conversation with them about how we can help them heal with the herd.
Okay, that's fantastic. So that's WithersWhisper.com, W-I-T-H-E-R-S, WHISPER.com, WhisperWhisper.com.
Yes.
And so you have daily whispers that they can sign up for. And this is like inspirational or. Okay. Fantastic. As well as sounds like you have some great information that you're blogging about. They can also navigate through your website and find your blog.
All on there.
Okay. And then this free, is it a free 30-minute session that you're offering, the Moment of Truth?
Yep. They just go onto the website and they'll be able to schedule that with me.
Okay. Fantastic. So that sounds like just a huge value there to talk with you and really peel back some of the layers and get to that, you know, that moment of truth. So that's fantastic. And all the social platforms as well.
Yep.
Is what you mentioned. Okay, great. Well, Andrea, you have already shared just some tremendous golden nuggets of wisdom here. But if I could tap on you one last time during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I guess the most important thing is that they know what their why is. So for me, I have always been a business owner. I've never worked for somebody. I always wanted to have the luxury of having access and controlling my own calendar, going on vacation when I wanted, taking the number of clients I wanted. I didn't want to be owned by somebody. So really knowing what your why is, because if you don't know what your why is, the minute obstacles start getting in the way, the minute you get told no, the minute, you know, you don't have a client, you're going to start questioning that and want to go back to what is comfortable. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, change is never comfortable. So I wish it was, because I think a lot more people would be willing to do it. However, I think once you're clear on your why, that there is no obstacle or no that will stand in your way. Mm-hmm. And just keep fighting and follow the breadcrumbs and know that your intuition will lead you in the right direction.
Mm. Yeah, that's powerful. I love that. Yeah, just really reconnect. Because stuff does happen, right? And people might be, you know, well intending. They might rock your cage a little bit and create some doubts and all that. So that is really sound advice to just have that why clearly even written out. You know, maybe that's a mission or a vision statement and clearly written out, a go-to to just reference. So yeah, I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that. It's very, very helpful. And, you know, Andrea, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your work as a powerful criminal defense attorney to the impactful work you're now doing as a certified equine gestalt coach, helping women who are willing to be vulnerable and take a deeper look at themselves, as well as working with couples who are struggling with figuring out what marriage is supposed to look like. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you so much for having me, Wendy. I really appreciate it. And I really appreciated the feedback you gave me today. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Andrea Hall through all the social platforms, as well as, of course, go to her website, and that's WhisperWhisper.com. And be sure to sign up for her daily whispers. Sounds like that is very inspirational, as well as take her up on that session, a moment of truth session where she's offering her time to chat with you directly. So definitely take advantage of that opportunity. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Andrea Hall. And as always, Here's to your success.